Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The senior gets a win here in the early rounds here with an 8-1 victory for Kyle Wasinger of Richland Center. Kyle's 17th victory of the season. He is 17-15 now. Max Giroux drops into the consolation bracket, and he can finish as high as, it looks like a different bracket that I'm used to seeing here. He can finish as high as 7.
Yeah, I believe they're placing out to 7.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Max Giroux, a sophomore for River Valley, drops his first match. Kyle Wasinger, the winner, moves on. Richland Center without the services today of a couple place winners from last year's tournament, senior Braden Cluffy and sophomore Ethan Bodendine, both out and not wrestling today. That will be the theme of the day. Both River Valley and Riverdale, other area teams, we focus on missing some key ingredients as well.
Yeah, Bill, right now on map three, we've got another match here between Richland Center and River Valley shows us Ronaldo Hernandez Garcia of Richland Center, the senior, up against Ty Larson of River Valley, the sophomore. First takedown goes to Larson of River Valley as he takes a 3-0 lead. Still getting used to that 3-point takedown. You know, forever it's been 2, but this year it's a 3-point takedown.
People in the crowd are yelling, 3!
Yeah.
Three.
We're used to 2-2.
Yeah.
1 minute into this first period here for Hernandez, Garcia, and Larson, still 3-0 as Larson is doing a good job riding, keeping Hernandez, Garcia flat down on the mat. He's got to work back to his base as he does. Follow along all day here, wrestling at Prairie du Chien. And then we also have guys following along at Royal High School. Right now, Ty Larson of River Valley is getting near fall. 25 seconds to go in this first period here, leading 3-0.
Would you say he has Hernandez Garcia tied up?
He's got him tied up.
Yes, Ty Larson.
Good job. There's 4 near fall for Larson. Increases his lead 7-0. Continues to wrestle on the mat, working, looking underneath for arm bars, trying to get wrist control. The end of the first period with a 7-0 lead.
16-man bracket. There are 13 wrestling teams in the combined conference. So 16-man bracket at 106, Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point, Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland are the top two seeds. Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale seeded third. Those three are all freshmen. William Cradiville, a sophomore from Lancaster, seeded fourth in a weight class that also includes Blake Faust of the Dodgeville Dodgers, neither River Valley nor Richland Center with a 106-pounder. David?
Continuing here at 150, first-round match here as we're into the second period, and Hernandez Garcia, he chose to take the top position. He is starting to lose his control here as Larson is coming around from the backside between the legs. He does get the 2-point reversal. Reversals are still 2. Continuing now to wrestle on the far edge of the mat. We've got a pretty good view here. We can see all the scoreboards nice this weekend. 9-0 lead, just over a minute to go in this second period here. Checking the other mats. Got Cody Yoder of Dodgeville. Dodgeville's another team we'll keep an eye out. He is currently down 3-0 up against Jackson Dressler of Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern. 45 seconds to go back here. It's a 150-pound match as Larson's got some near fall that will be awarded here as they go off the edge of the mat and he gets 4. He's up 13-0 with 39 seconds to go.
Doesn't take nearly as long for a technical fall to come into play nowadays with the new scoring system.
That is for sure. they get reset back in the middle. Larson's in control. He's in the top position. Nice breakdown right off the bat here. Now he's going to the Turk. Got the leg hooked and the head, and he's getting more near fall. So he does not pin him. He's going to get a check fall for sure. And there it is with four more. Takes a 17-0 victory for Ty Larson as he defeats Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia of Richmond Center. Larson moves into the quarterfinals where his next opponent would be Mason Olerich of Belmont Platteville. Hernandez-Garcia drops into the consolation bracket. Dave, maybe you can take an eye or keep an eye on what's happening, pick another match, and I will update to the 113-pound weight class where the top seed is Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville. Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien gets the second seed. Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point is three. And Carson Bassett, a freshman, is a name we haven't heard before, from Fenimore, is the fourth seed. James Schramm of Riverdale. Caden Stibbe, a freshman from Richmond Center. Also in this weight class, it includes Kellen Mum of Iowa Grand Highland. There was only one first-round match, and that went to Lane Hendricks of Lancaster over Kellen Mum. Score there was 17-7.
So we do have on mat one right now is another Richmond Center Hornet wrestler, Alex Lutain, the sophomore. He's up against the junior from Boscobel, Joe Wetter. They're midway through the first period, and it's a 3-0 lead right now, it looks like, for Wetter. He got the early takedown. Now he's trying to get some near falls. He's trying to turn the hips of Lutain. Lutain does a nice job, works back to his stomach, trying to fight up to his hands and knees. The far edge of the mat out there. Working an arm bar there, trying to get a arm bar across. Now he just drives through, trying to get some near fall here, down to 25 seconds. Now he's getting the count for the near fall, down to 20 seconds. As Lutain is able to come back to his base. However, there is a four-point near fall awarded to Joe Bletter. Lutain does a nice job coming to his feet. He's got to get the one escape, and he does. 5 seconds to go here, 7-1 lead for Joe Butter of Boscobel. Nice drop down to a double leg with just seconds on the clock. Nice takedown for Wetter there right at the end of the period. Gets two more, so he goes up 10-1 at the end of one.
Joe Wetter this year for Boscobel, a champion at the Lee Griffin Invitational, placed second at the Monroe Cheesemaker Tournament, and was sixth at the Richland Invitational. Had a nice opportunity to watch Joe Wetter the last couple of years. Probably the leadership that this Boscobel Wazika Steuben team is looking for.
Off the whistle, he does get himself an escape as he was in the down position, so he's up 10 now with a score of 11-1 early in the second period here. This is 157 pounds. So a nice takedown again. Gets him up in the air, takes him down the mat, right to his back. Got three more near fall. As Bill said earlier, you can pile on points with the new scoring system. He's going to get the takedown and the near fall with a check fall at 33 seconds into the second period, 18-1.
Joe Wetter picks up a win for Boscobel Wazika Steuben. The co-op with three wrestlers in the tournament today. The others are Ashton Udelhoven, 120 pounds. Got a pretty good speed there. We'll talk about that weight class in a minute. Chance Johnson, Richard Bryant, and Mason Johnson in the upper weight for Boscobel Wazika Steuben. At 120 pounds, the top seed is Ethan Hady of Richland Center. He is a senior with a record of 35-5. Cade Birchman of Fenimore is seeded second. Liam Carey of Mineral Point gets the third seed. Boscobel Wazika Steuben's Ashton Udelhoven, we just talked about him, seeded fourth in this weight class. It also includes freshman Hunter Wilkinson of River Valley, of Riverdale. River Valley without a 120-pounder here in the tournament today. At 126, the top seed is Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville. Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville is seeded second. Mineral Point Elliot Tite gets the third seed. Evan Curtis, a sophomore from Cuba City Benton Southwestern, is the fourth seed. This weight class also includes Brock Barrett of Richland Center, who posted a win earlier. He gets Briggs Weigel in his next match.
Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grant, represented in the 126-pound weight class, as is Quinn Cousin of River Valley, who dropped his first match here today. A couple of names we have not mentioned. Riverdale is missing the McGuire brothers today. Wyatt McGuire, who's usually in the 120-pound weight class, not wrestling today, nor is his senior brother Chase. And also missing for Riverdale today is Talon Child. The last we saw him, he was scoring 5 first-period pins at the Ithaca Western Invitational. But a lot of coaches and holding out wrestlers for one reason or another, health reasons, injury reasons, and hopefully these guys will be back next week and be able to pursue that dream of a state championship.
Yeah, Bill, we got a couple local guys out here. It looks like they're continuing to keep the varsity at this time on mats 1, 2, and 3 and the JV on mat 4. We're here to focus on the varsity here today. On mat 1, we have Godfrey of Dodgeville. He's up against Yana of Mineral Point. Yana with a 3-0 lead. Mat 3 is the bottle of Darlington Blackhawk. He's up 3-1 over Chance Johnson of Boscobel. And on mat 2, we'll stay on this mat here. Aiden Friesen of Iowa Grand Highland. He's leading 3-0 over Braden Kusum of Dodgeville. The lead right now is Friesen. Oh, it looks like he's going to get the pin. Pin right at the edge of the mat. Pin and 109 for the senior from Iowa Grand Highland at 150 pounds.
109, you said?
Correct.
And Friesen in the lineup today for Brock Hinderman. Speaking of wrestlers that are missing, young man who plays highly at the Bi-State, is not competing today, and hopefully he'll be able to go next week for Iowa Grand Highland. It'll be a good time for us to take a break, David Werman. We will do that and be back with more in just a moment from Prairie du Chien. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Welcome back to Prairie du Chien. Along with David Werman, I'm Bill Twining. We will be switching over to Royal High School a bit later on in this hour to see what's happening at the annual Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. You mentioned basketball wrestler Richard Bryant. He's out there right now on mat one, David, and he looks like he's scoring some near fall points against his opponent, Clark Fritchie, a freshman from Prairie du Chien.
He certainly is, so he's got a good lead here as he
ends up giving up the escape, but he does take a 6-1 lead with the takedown and the three-point near fall. 1 minute to go in the first period here, 190. The first round is moving right along. There's not too many matches in the first round, but they'll drive right into the next round. Looks like we got some smaller guys showing up to Matt's side here. But Bryant still 6-1 lead here as we have a potentially dangerous. Both guys will start, restart on their feet. Recognize that official out there, Mason McCauley. Oh, yeah. Good set of officials here today.
We are blessed with some outstanding officials in our area, that's for sure.
Down to 25 seconds to go in the first period. Still 7-1 lead for Bryant, Richard Bryant. And here we got some 106 pounders going up, so we're going to move right in. It sounds like they're going to hold off on a break until just before the semifinals.
Some of the other officials today are Mark Farrell, who was the head official. Used to wrestle for Boscobel way back in the day. Mark Parrott is here. Also, Adam Guthrie. We've seen him quite a bit over the course of time. Ryan McGuire from Pittsburgh. Riley Cade from Westby, or of the Westby area. So a lot of familiar faces.
We're into the start of the second period here, still 7-1 for Bryant. Both guys are on their feet, wrestling in neutral position. Looking a good head tie, and there's an attempt from Fritzie. He's down in on low single, gets it high in the air. Bryant trying to keep his balance, but he doesn't. He goes down to his backside as Fritzie of Fritzie gets that takedown. Now a three-point lead for Bryant. 30 seconds into the second period, working from the right side of Bryant. Bryant's trying to get an arm inside the ankle or the knee, which he does, trying to get that leg, pull that leg in and defend that breakdown. And he's doing a good job of that. Control is still in favor of Fritzie of Freddy Sheen. Now as Bryant's getting him a little high there, if he gets that hip down, Fritzie's got the cradle in, however. There he tightens it up a little bit as he's now he's got Bryant in a tough spot there with the cradle getting near fall. During the near fall, now he's looking for a pin as Bryant is trying to keep that left shoulder up off the mat, breaks the hand control, gets back to his stomach. 4-point near fall awarded. So now Fritzie of Prairie du Chien takes the lead, 8-7. Bryant's trying to come to his feet. Tripod's up to 1 foot. Going to keep his balance there as Fritzie continues trying to break him down, but Bryant's doing a good job maintaining his base. Down to 20 seconds to go in the second period. Score here and get tied or take the lead. Double armbar by Fritzie and put Bryant right on his back, and just like that, the end of the match. With a pin going in favor of Buzz Fritzie of Prairie du Chien. A pin in 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Check out our other matches here. What we got, Hockenbach of Prairie du Chien, Credeville of Lancaster, Krubel of Fenimore, and Moore of Belmont Platteville.
Lightweights and heavyweights.
Yeah.
Next door to each other. Let's look at the 132-pound weight class, where Lakota Brewer of Riverdale has the top seed. Porter Kossman of Prairie du Chien seeded second. Bryce Buxton of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Sammy Springer of Mineral Point get the 3-4 seeds. In the weight class, it also includes Hayden Altman of Iowa Grand Highland and Leo Hansen of Dodgeville. Richland Fetter without a 32-pounder. In this tournament, and River Valley as well. At 138, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville is seated first. Brody Meese of Riverdale gets the 2 seed. Weight class also includes Mason Hurd and Mason Scullion seated third and fourth for Prairie du Chien Mineral Point, respectively. Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland wrestling here. Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center. has already posted a first-round win. He moves on in the winner's bracket. Max Giroux of River Valley, the man he defeated, drops into the consolation.
All right, Bill, Matt won. We have Ethan Bimble of Richmond Center. He's facing the sophomore from Argonne Highland, Tanner Degenhart. Midway through the first period, 0-0 score. Both guys are on their feet. Looking for takedowns. We'll focus on this match. If Bindle can get a win here.
Match being officiated by Neil Stake of Evansville, formerly of Wisconsin Rapids. Worked with his dad in radio for years at the state tournament. And dad, Perry and Terry Stake.
Yeah.
Your folks didn't have matching first names, did they?
No.
Neither did mine.
Yeah. 35 seconds still in the first period, still 0-0. Tie match there, 0-0. This guy's looking for an alley here to get in for a takedown as Degenhart is forcing Bindle to back up there. Bindle's able to circle back around, work to the middle. Now Degenhart does a drop down, goes over top of the head, drops to the ankle, but Bindle does a nice job fighting out of that, staying out of that takedown. Working the edge of the mat right in front of the table, and they're going to go out. Down to 7 seconds there. Good battle there for Bindle. Not to give up to that head snap to a single leg. Good balance. And there's the end of the period. We'll get the flip of the disc here. Choice is going to go to Degenhart. And he's going to choose the bottom.
Richmond Center today with 9 wrestlers competing in the varsity tournament. Caden Skibby, Ethan Haiti, Brock Barrett, Kyle Wassinger, Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia, Alex Boutain, Dane Schwartz, Mason Jelinek, and Ethan Bindle.
Back to Ethan's match. He gives up the escape. Degenhart was able to get 1 point, takes the 1-0 lead. Just into the second period here. This guy's battling up top here on their feet, looking for underhook. And we get a warning now against Ethan. There, nice step back throw. Take that. He puts Degenhart right on his back. He's got the takedown, and he's going to get himself a pin there. I got to look through the scoreboard for Matt, too. Sets that up nice. Nice throw there for Ethan. And there's the pin for him. Way to come back. Gets himself a pin here in the second period. It's like 2:43. Congratulations, Ethan.
Hey, he said to the official, give me a stalling one, will you?
Take that.
Nice win for Ethan Bindle, apparently. Braden Kleppe, the Hornet 285-pounder, was injured in wrestling practice this week against Ethan Bindle, who continues his domination here at the conference tournament in the first round. River Valley has 7 wrestlers competing today. Quinn Puzan, Max Giroux, Mason Schulte, Ty Larson, Wyatt Nockreiner, the top seed at 157, Hunter Alt and Blake Brickle. Noah Radke not competing today, hopes to be back in the lineup next weekend. Riverdale has just 6 wrestlers in the tournament today. The Schramm brothers, Wyatt and James, Hunter Wilkinson in the lightweights, highly seeded Lakota Brewer and Brody Meese at 132 and 138. And then the man, Grant Matthews, top seed at 285. We anticipate somewhere along the line today another matchup between Matthews and Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Island that would probably be worth to pay admission for.
Yeah, that's always been a good one, the times we've seen that on Sue Russell.
The 144-pound weight class has Håkon Peterson of Dodgeville, the top seed, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, the second seed. Speaking of great potential matchups, there's one. Mason Schulte of River Valley is seated third. Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien fourth in a weight class that includes Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland, Richland Center, and Riverdale without a 144-pounder here in this tournament. Blake Muller is not competing today for the Hornets. There's another one missing, and as well as Ethan Bodendine and Braden Kleppe. At 150, the top seed is last year's most valuable wrestler in this tournament, unbeaten Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk. Siler Zansavich of Fenimore is seated second. Mason Ulrich of Belmont Plattsville third. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point fourth in a weight class that includes a couple of area first-round winners Ty Larson of River Valley and Aiden Friesen of Iowa Grand Highland both picked up first-round wins today. Braden Husum of Dodgeville, Ronaldo Hernandez Garcia both suffered first-round losses and are in the consolation bracket at 150.
A couple Riverdale wrestlers out here in Elville. James Stram of Riverdale, he's facing Carson Bassett of Fenimore. He's currently down 3-0. And then on mat 3, we have Wyatt Stram of Riverdale up against Blake Faust of Dodgeville. He is also down 3-0.
Maybe you can pick up on the Stram match.
Which one?
Your choice.
Both freshmen, we'll go with Wyatt. Got a little better record. The freshman, 20-5. He's given up some more points, so now he's down 7-0 to Faust. The senior of Dodgeville, 26-16. Freshman, Riverdale, Wyatt Schramm, wrestling in the middle of the mat. Schramm's trying to get himself a takedown. He's in on a leg. Just not able to finish that single leg, Wyatt Schramm. And he loses the leg. The takedown is going to go in favor of Faust, so he's going to go up by 3 more, 10-0. The senior from Dodgeville takes the lead there. Our other match with James Stram, the freshman, twin brother, is down 14-0 at the end of the first period.
The last twins that wrestled for Riverdale were named Billy, and they wrestled in weight classes 120 and 170, I think, by the time they were seniors.
I'd be surprised if these two separate that much by weight. They're built very similar. We move into this, nearing the end of the second period of Wyatt Schramm's match as he just gives up the pin. So he'll fall by a pin to Blake Faust of Dodgeville in a time of 3:14.
And that moves Faust into the semifinals. This is the quarterfinal round. And did both matches end at the same time?
Yeah, the other one was Tech Fall 2, I believe. I did not see the final score, though. But I'll get it for you here as soon as it pops up. Caden Stibbe, the freshman of Richmond Center, he's up now on mat 2. He's facing Lennox Stewart from Mineral Point, the senior, 22-8. And on his match. And Matt Frey is Shane Roshan, the sophomore, 42-1. He's facing Lane Hendricks, the sophomore of Lancaster. Keep an eye on Cade's match here. Both guys are on the feet just 30 seconds into the match. As Ewert's down in on a double leg, head inside. As Caden grabs those ankles, trying to counter that. Ends up having to retreat, goes to his base, gives up the free takedown. 3-0 lead here early for Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. Meanwhile, Shane Roshan, Dodgeville, he's out to a 6-1, 9-2 lead, excuse me. 9-2 lead for him. Aiden Stibbe, the freshman of Richmond Center, trying to keep good position, works back to his base. Ewert's trying to roll the ankle or the wrist under. Stibbe comes to his feet. Ewert taken right back to the mat. Good mat return on behalf of Lennon Ewert. Like Roshan got his victory there with a pin in 53 seconds at 113 pounds.
And that mat will now feature Ethan Hady of Ridgeland Center, who has wrestled at 126 pounds all year, and now he's at 120. And his first-round opponent is a junior, Austin Schulte of Darlington Blackhawk. They meet in the quarterfinals at 120 pounds, and Hady has a takedown 4 seconds into the match.
Yeah, quick takedown there for Hady. Nice job. As Stibbe is trying to work himself into a takedown, or excuse me, escape, but they end up going off the edge of the mat. Jump over here to Ethan. Here's, we'll kind of keep track of both of these. But he's looking for a quick pin just 30 seconds into the match here. Adding near fall now. Stibbe's match is 3-0 in favor of Ewart. And it looks like Ethan's going to get his pin in 33 seconds.
Been a great year for the senior for Richland Center. 4 tournament championships at Royal, at the Ithaca Weston tournament, and at Sparta, 3 tournament championships. He was runner-up at the Richland tournament, runner-up at Cashton last weekend to Parker Milsna of Cashton, a wrestler he defeated twice this year, and he placed 9th at the Bi-State. For Caden Stibbe, he placed in 5 tournaments this year, 3rd at Ithaca Weston, 4th at both Royal and Cashton, and 5th at both the Richland Invitational and at the Sparta Invitational.
Caden Matt is midway through the second period, 5-1 lead for Ewart. Caden was able to get the escape. Now the guys are on their feet, trying to look for takedowns here. The senior of Mineral Point, Stibbe, a freshman from Richland Center. Get himself a victory here. Probably would be considered an upset. Doing a good job battling, though, against the senior, not giving anything up easily. Keeps good position, good control. Up in that head and arm tie on his feet. There's a takedown for Ewart. Up 8-1 now with that 3-point takedown at the far edge of the mat. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Looking the edge of the mat is Ewart as he's got Stibbe flattened out. And we're going to go back to the center circle with 14 seconds to go in the second period. Off the whistle they go, and Caden attempts to stand up. Ewart is able to break him back down to his base. Now Stibby's trying to tripod up, doing a good job there. Ewart is just able to flatten him back out there at the end of the period. With the whistle, it's an 8-1 lead for Ewart.
The 157-pound weight class has Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, the top seed. Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highlands, second. Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, third. Ryder Zansevich of Fenimore, fourth. This weight class also includes Boscobel Wazika Steuben's Job Wetter, who has already posted a first-round technical fall. Alex Boutain of Richland Center, who lost that match to Job Wetter. Cody Yoder of Dodgeville, also here, and Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point. 165, Kristen Stelt of Fenimore is seated first. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highlands, second. Landon Bush of Cuba City Venture Southwestern, third. Brady McCartney of Lancaster, fourth. This weight class also includes Emmett Collins of Mineral Point, Dane Schwartz of Richland Center, Hunter Alt of River Valley, and Chance Johnson of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. 175, the top seed is Cade Rule of Mineral Point. Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk is second seeded. Nathan Blasky of Fenimore, third. Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, fourth. The weight class also includes Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland and Aiden Duran of Dodgeville. David?
Back to Caden Metz here as Ewart has increased his lead now 12-2 down to the last 40 seconds here in the third period. As Ewart is holding his 10-point lead. He's not giving up, so he's still battling in there, doing a good job. Good position here on his feet. Now he's trying to drive for a big move, trying to set up a throw maybe. Moving Ewart around, but the senior is pretty good at countering, and he steps out of that head throw. I got a fan standing right in front of me, Bill.
There he goes.
Now he's going down the step.
He must have heard you talking.
Maybe. 15-2 lead now as Ewart got that takedown there with 10 seconds to go here. As the final seconds are ticking off the clock, he's going to get a victory 15-2 over the freshman Caden Stibbe of Richland Center.
Time for us to take a break. We'll do that. Be back with more from Prairie du Chien High School in just a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Center. CO Sports.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
A couple of freshmen out there battling right now on mat two. Liam Carey of Mineral Point, Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale, up a weight from where he was earlier in the season. And Liam Carey of Mineral Point, close to a pin at the end of the first period, but time expires.
Yeah, he takes a 7-0 lead, though, as the end of that period here. Choice is Carey's, as he's going to defer to Wilkinson. Wilkinson, the freshman, is going to go neutral. Restarts the second period here, 7-0 in favor of Carey. No point. Wilkinson trying to get inside there. And it's 2-on-1 there on his feet as Carey is able to take him out of bounds up to reset to the middle. Two long, tall freshmen here at 120 pounds. And working near the edge. Carey is keeping Wilkinson right on the boundary line there as he's forcing him to circle. I think he's got a circle inside, which he does here. Now he's to the inside. And Carey is not afraid to wrestle some upper body, it looks like. Got a good overhook. And we're going to have a stoppage. Illegal hold there against Carey. I didn't see it, but he awarded a point to Wilkinson. So he's on the board here, down by 6. Just over a minute to go in this first period. They get restarted here now. Wilkinson's doing a little bit of the man in control there as he's got the overhook out in front. Moving Carey around a little bit. And Carey down on a single leg. Wilkinson trying to fight through that, but he's not able to as Carey does a push down underneath and gets that takedown. Three more on the board for him with a 10-1 lead now. 30 seconds still in the second period. Continuing the action here. We're right in with the fans here, Bill. Oh, we got people standing up and down in front of you. That's all right. We'll fight through it here as
Wilkinson's doing a good job here, trying to fight off his back. Down by nine at the end of the second period here, the last second. There's the whistle. 10-1 lead there in favor of Liam Carey of Mental Point.
In just a few minutes, we'll be taking a break and sending things over to the annual Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament going on in a brand-new gymnasium at Royal High School in Elroy. Get to find out what's happening with Ithaca Weston and Pickett Boulevard Youth Initiative, North Crawford, Seneca, Hillsboro, and the rest of the crew from those two conferences. Phil and Henry will fill you in.
Good job. Just 15 seconds into the third period, 11-1 now here for Terry. And he is getting some near falls. He's got Wilkinson tough position here, trying to just fight off his shoulders, not give up a pin. Tight move here. Which, there's the pin for Terry. A pin in 4 minutes and 35 seconds.
Thank you, David. I want to bring you up to speed on the upper three weight classes. Who to look for in this tournament today? The top seed is Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Blake Brickle of River Valley is the second seed, ahead of Lancaster's Nolan Wolf and Richland Center's Mason Jelenic, who gets the 4 seed. This weight class also includes Richard Bryant of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Clayton Yana of Mineral Point, and Brady Godfrey of Dodgeville, Riverdale, without a 190-pounder in the tournament today. At 215, the top seed is two-time conference champ Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien. Ross Chris of Darlington Blackhawk gets the 2 seed. Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville is third. Alan James of Mineral Point, a 4th seed. His weight class also includes Ethan Bindle of Richland Center, a first-round pin winner earlier today. Tanner Dagenhart of Iowa Grand Highland, John Qualley of Dodgeville, and Mason Johnson of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. And finally, at 285, the top seed is Grant Matthews of Riverdale. Second seed, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Brockhoff is the defending champion here, but Matthews defeated him earlier this year. Third seed, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Matt Orrett of Mineral Point gets the 4th seed. His weight class also includes Isaac Vondra of Dodgeville. Neither River Valley nor Richland Center with a 285-pounder here at the Conference Clash. David, any words of wisdom before we send it away?
No, some good wrestling. I think it's only going to get better, obviously, as we move through here. We got some very good teams, Mental Point, Iowa Grand Highland, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale's got some good wrestlers. Probably not enough to compete for the top 2 places, but as we move through, I think our semifinals are going to show up and do some good wrestling. So if you can't make it, tune in to WRCO and pay attention.
Iowa Grand Highland, the defending champion, Mineral Point, an early favorite in this tournament. Also look for big things from Prairie du Chien, Darlington Blackhawk, and Fenimore. Those 5 teams will probably comprise the top 5. We'll see how things go. They've got the lineups that are most full anyway here at the All-SWAL, SWC Conference Clash. David Werman, I'm Bill Twining. We'll be back to Prairie du Chien at the first opportunity, but after this commercial timeout, you'll be hearing the voices of Phil Nee and Henry Bray at Royal High School. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hello from Elroy High School, the home of Royal High School, Elroy, Wisconsin, where it is snowing.
It is snowing
right now. Henry Bray is beside me. I'm Phil Mee, and we're into semifinal round action here at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. Action is moving along on three mats. They have consolation matches on one and a couple of the semifinals going on the other. Let's get you caught up on what has happened so far. We're back at 106 pounds, where there are just three wrestlers in this weight class. Haley Yatkin of DeSoto has just scored a pin over Keaton Brown of Royal in 29 seconds. At 113, Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford Seneca, the top seed, has scored a win now into the finals after a victory recently against Doyle Prentice of DeSoto in 33 seconds. And Brendan Rick of Royal has just pinned Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston in a time of 32 seconds. Wrestlers do have the opportunity, of course, to wrestle back to third and fifth if there are enough wrestlers in that weight class. At 120 pounds, Aiden Grunenfelder has made a short day of it so far. 29-second pin for his Pecatonica Argyle team at the first round match. And then most recently, a 39-second pin over Jameson Atkins of North Crawford Seneca. Also, Dom Borgeson, that is, of Kickapoo Lafarge, with a 4-3 win earlier. He has just been pinned by Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. Wilkins and Grunenfelder are in the finals at 120. 126, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle has scored a couple of pins earlier over Gabe Wolf of Royal, who had defeated Aiden Brown earlier, north of New Lisbon. And then Logan Gajewski of Hillsboro scored a 6-1 win over Easton Wopat of Royal. Orloff and Gajewski just wrestled in a 2-minute, 15-second fall. Orloff scores the win, moves to the finals. And Parker Milsna of Cashton has scored a 31-second pin over Ronan Culver of Kickapoo Lafarge. And most recently, a 304 pin over Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto. Ronan Culver, however, for Kickapoo Lafarge, has wrestled back. He just scored a win in a minute 53 over Aiden Brown of New Lisbon in the wrestleback round. Up to 132 pounds, where it is Caden Mickelson of Cashton wrestling against Travis Hoffmeister of Royal. And that match is underway with a 19-6 lead for Mickelson. And the other mat, we're seeing it has just come to an end. Hunter Mull of Ithaca Weston has just been pinned in 223, it looks like.
Hank Ewelson Gosada.
Yeah, you were watching that one there, Hank. So early on, some good matches, but boy, it's fast and furious.
It's very fast today. Very fast.
So we're keeping track of that. And again, they were not originally going to use the third mat, but I think because of the snow that started here, maybe they're trying to move things along.
Yeah, I think and it's moving right along.
Yep. So we're keeping an eye on all of this. There are some good matches still to come here. We've got at least one undefeated wrestler coming up here in the near future as well. So, yeah, there's some really quality wrestlers here. We're up to 132 in a semifinal match. It's Drew Powell of Brookwood against Jacoby Milsna of Cashton. And also it will be Landon Sanders of DeSoto and Hunter Samish of Royal. Sanders earlier with a pin in 3:14 over Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge. And Milsna got to this round after a win over Damon Phillips of Royal. As we have the opportunity, let's look ahead at what is coming up here and what has happened so far at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. Derek Franz and Ithaca Weston will be coming up shortly at 144 pounds. He has a bye into the semifinal round, and his opponent will be Jeff Bender of Royal, who scored a pin over Bryson Brandt, also of Ithaca Weston, in a minute 20. And that's been a common thing here. We're seeing some teams throwing some of the wrestlers in maybe at the same weight class from the same school, which confuses little Henry and I when we see two wrestlers from the same school in the same weight class. But that's happened here a couple of times. They just want to give everybody an opportunity and a shot here to compete before the regionals next week. Looks like the Brookwood Falcons have just scored a win. So Brookwood with
138 pounds.
Yeah, just a couple of wrestlers here in the middle weights, and Powell is a good one. Drew Powell has just scored the win over Milsna of Cashton, and that was a minute 37. So Powell is into the finals at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. The other confusing thing for Henry and I is the fact that River Ridge and Ithaca Weston singlets look fairly similar.
Very similar. So, but no, it's fast-paced today, Phil, and, so.
And then we do have some Jackrabbit singlets, too.
We do, which are very neat.
Ithaca Weston Jackrabbit.
They're from Wisconsin Dells with the color on them.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin Dells colors, that's for sure. It kind of blends the blue of Weston and the purple of Ithaca. Yep. We've got an Ithaca Weston match, it looks like, right in front of us right here. And so we'll see if we can keep tabs on that.
144 pounds.
And so we'll see. That's the wrestle background, I believe.
And this is Bender versus Friendsman. Is that right?
No, I don't think so.
Or Friendsman from Ithaca Weston versus Bender from Royal here right in front of us.
No, not all the weight classes have been up there. There you go. They just got 144 up on the board. You are correct.
Oh, I hate that.
He is right, folks. Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston. Thanks for catching that. Jeff Bender of Royal, and there's a takedown for Franzen. He takes a 3-0 lead here in the match. Turning in right away is Bender, comes up for a single leg, and then the boys go out of bounds here on the near side, and that's an escape, so they stay in bounds. That new out-of-bounds rule also catches us, but a 3-1 win, and then Franzen gets another takedown to take a 6-1 lead, lets it go at 6-2, and there's another takedown. It's 9-2. That's the new scoring of wrestling and how fast it can happen. Branson looking for more right now. Grabs the near wrist. Now working through the head and shoulders, looking for a little bit more with 33 seconds remaining in this first period. Branson using the near arm, trying to turn his opponent. Bender at 144 pounds. Now slides down, rides the waist, comes up, and then grabs the near arm again. And Branson looking good here. Bender trying to keep his face using that arm. Franzen turning his opponent. He's got 12 seconds remaining in the period. And right now, very close to the pin, is Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston. The towel person is out, and I don't think he's going to get it. That's going to do it for this, but there will be four near fall points to make it 12, make that 13-2.
Reed Robson on the 190-pound class, though. From Ithaca Weston just scored a win.
190. Wow.
And yeah, they jumped way up over there on the... What do you have for him?
So congratulations to Reed Wobshaw. He gets a win.
Yeah.
All right. Moves out in the tournament here. Again, wrestlers wrestling at this part, trying to get back to third or fifth place. Ithaca Weston in our area with a few wins early, a couple of disappointments, but Franzen trying to get things back on track here. He's going to get a reversal, and now he takes a 16-2 lead from the down position, and now trying for more, and there's the pin. Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston.
So, is it still true that if it's over 15, it's a technical fall?
Yep, that's all right. But he got the pin right before that. You're right. It would have been, it was a 14-point lead, but he gets the pin before he can get to 15 and gets congratulated by Coach Clint Kelly here. I tell you, when you have three mats going, all of the coaches stay busy.
Oh, I tell you what, and you and I are going. You and I only can watch two.
Yeah, right. For us, it's like a tennis match. You know?
Yeah,
you're going back and forth with your neck the whole time.
Just a recap. You know, there are seven returning individual champions at this year's tournament, including three-time champion Aiden Grudenfelder from Peck Argyle.
He's looked good early on.
Yeah, he has. Who also won a state title at the Kohl Center last year.
So, Henry, he just improved to 48-0. He has two wins here today.
Oh, wow.
So, Grudenfelder is
he's really
doing
he's
well.
Just a class act kid. And also teammate Lucas Orlip from Peck Argyle, also a senior, is a two-time conference champion and placed third last year.
He just improved to 46-2 with two wins today.
Other returning conference champions at this year's tournament include Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, and teammate Jackson Bender at Trayton Frye and host from and also teammates Jackson Bender and Trayton Frye from the host Royal Waniwog Schools here today.
Wow.
So,
good wrestlers. So, a lot of names we've called to this tournament.
Do I not sound like I know what I'm doing?
You sound like you know what you've been doing.
Thanks, Bill.
You've been studying Bill's notes all week. we've been around a long, long time. In the coaches meeting today, they were talking about when this tournament began, and they said, well, anybody that was here on the first one. Well, I was, and so was Gary Gilbertson, our fellow broadcaster. And it was Nisita High School on two mats, and honestly, we got done at 10 o'clock at night.
Really?
That's how full the weight classes were. But also, you know, two mats, it kind of drug along. But and Troy Clary piped in. I think those were the three of us that were the only ones that were at that first one. Troy Clary was a coach for Ithaca at that time.
Oh, okay.
So he remembers it well. We have some action going on at 144 pounds. We're also at 138 on the other mat. And that match is between Landon Sanders of DeSoto, who is currently in the lead, 11-2, and Hunter Samish of Royal. And then also at 144 pounds, we're seeing Cale Koenig back on the mat for River Ridge Cassville. And his first match of the day, Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca. So early on, a lead for Sprosty, it looks like. And he's got a cradle lock in here right in front of us. Thomas Sprosty, no near fall, though, says the official.
You know, Thomas Sprosty, a runner-up of last year.
All right. Another name that we've called quite a lot of and potentially dangerous called. So they will come to a close. They're having some trouble with the clock. So because they had 20 seconds out there, but it's the end of the period, I believe. So now they will flip the disc.
Some of the weight classes are wrong, but
yeah.
But it's going so fast.
Well, that's true. And the one table, the third mat, does not have the weights on it. So that's the other reason we were scrambling a little bit early on. But we're figuring it out. We're slow learners, as you know, but we're getting there. Back to action here on the center mat. In the up position is Koenig. Koenig makes a move, and then he's just almost in some trouble right now. He's on his side, and if Sprosty can pop the head out, he's going to overtake him and come back for a reversal. Comes out, and he still can't pop the head out. Still leading 5-0. There it is.
There it
two
is.
For reversal. And that'll make it 7-0 in favor of Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca. He's in the up position here. Derek Franzen just won just a little bit ago at this weight class, the top seed. So Franzen will wrestle one of these guys in the finals at 144 pounds. And if you're headed this way, again, it is snowing in Elroy, probably getting a little bit slippery out there. If you're headed this way, they will probably start the finals early afternoon.
Right, because
they're moving it along.
They said last year we were done by 2:30. I don't remember
I
that.
I don't remember that. But
maybe because the other 2 weeks were long.
We must have got a nap a year ago. So it looks like they're going to call him or a stalemate back to the center of the mat. Now Sprosty is in the up position, trying to lock in the legs here. Use a scissors move, trying to hold his own there on the top as Koenig tries to pop out and gain control. Koenig is sophomore, Sprosty a senior. Koenig with a record of 30-13. Sprosty at 27-11 coming into the day. And there is a stalling warning. That's going to be on Sprosty. So Strosky has to remain aggressive. He's in the up position and called for stalling there, which is something that we've seen a little bit more this year. Stepping up, getting his base is Caney. He's in the down position. Strosky locks in a knee, now locks in the hat. Looking for more. The clock is starting to wind down in the second period here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. It is a 7-0 lead for Sprosty, again, who has to remain aggressive. Turning in now, locking in a cradle, runs out of time at the end of the second period. 7-0, the score remains.
150-pound class down there, Philip.
150. We have got Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston on the mat, and he is taking on River Ridge Cassville's Lane Marshall.
Yep. Sophomore.
And it looks like a pin right away. Boy, that happened quickly for Bennett. He gets a nice, quick hit.
32 seconds, is that right?
Yes, it is. 32 seconds for Ashton Bennett. Good eyes, Henry. We didn't miss that one. Bennett is in the finals for Ithaca Weston at 150 pounds. So a good effort there. Marcus McCauley coaching that one and giving him a high five. Meanwhile, here at 144, Sprosky leading by a score of 7-0, rolling through, trying to get maybe in the up position, but rolls all the way through now. Haining has done a good job of keeping him at bay, so he doesn't score anymore. And again, Sprosky, the downs.